welcome everyone to Billabong Beats right here on 3CR. This is our Disability Day special, and we've got some guests in the studio today from Connecting Home. We've got Marilyn, who's a senior caseworker. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Devin. How are you?
Yeah, good. And we've got also Brianna, who's the NDIS worker for Connecting Home. And our special guest we've brought in today is Victor. He's from the Stolen Den, and he's on the NDIS, I believe. And we're going to talk about how to access the NDIS. I've heard it's quite strenuous, but we'll find out more about that in a moment. I'm just going to chuck a song on, and we're going to come right back with the Disability Day special here on Billabong Beats, coming at you from 3CR, 21 Smith Street.
And tall in any society.
Dr. G there with I Was Born Blind. And just before this show come on, it was the Koori Survival Show with Black Betty. I thought she was moving to another day. I don't know, the in and out and round, up and down. Yeah. And anyways, look, do any of you guys drink wine? Do you drink wine, any of you people? Wine? No.
No.
Because they're bootlegging again here at 3CR, and they've got the bestest wine in the world. Yeah.
Summertime. Summertime brings wine. Pass me my Prosecco. Out on the patio. This year's Delicious Radical Radio Wines are generously sponsored by Bress Winery in the Harcourt Valley. Specially priced at only $20 a bottle and even cheaper by the dozen or half dozen. You can order via phone or online and collect it from 3CR during business hours up until noon on Tuesday the 24th of December. Perfect as a gift or to fill a raised glass to toast 3CR. Call the station during business hours on 9419 8377 to order or go to 3cr.org.au/shop. Bress Wines is a 3CR supporter.
See, there you go. It's 3CR. They've got the bestest wine in the world. Anyway, and it'll have you talking shit in no time. We won't be able to shut you up. Right, but look, on Friday is the 3CR awards night. And that's going to be at North Fitzroy. But today we're talking about disability. It's a disability day here. I think it's the International Day of Disability. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah. And look, like I said, we've got Marilyn Mackey and Brianna and then a special guest, Victor, in the studio today. Marilyn, you're the senior caseworker at Connecting Home. How many clients do you suppose that have been taken away, have a mental illness or have a disability?
So, basically Connecting Home, we would have, I believe, close to 45 clients case working-wise who are active, who are either members of the Stolen Generation, descendants of family of Stolen Generation, with various sort of mental health issues, also just chronic health issues and so forth. So that's the support case managing part of it. But then we've got the NDIS part of our Connecting Home, which is we support clients with their disability who receive a package. Basically, I'll start from the start, which is the way to refer to the NDIS, which is through the NDIA, which is a 1-800 number. So the number is 1-800-800-1110. A lot of our clients find it hard to actually access on their own, so they do come to Connecting Home and actually we would make the call on their behalf whilst they're present there. So NDIA would not actually accept, say, myself to lodge a like a referral on behalf of the client unless the client is there. So clients who are wanting to access a package, you can call Connecting Home and speak to one of the support coordinators or also caseworkers. And our number is 03-8679-0777. We also can do casework and NDIS for one particular client, so they can actually access the service on both sides.
Gee, that sounds really good. Maybe, Brianna, can you tell us how hard it is to, like, what's the process? What's the first step to get a package from the NDIS? What do we do?
Yep.
So we call Connecting Home. And what's the next step after that?
So basically we can then, with the client, call the NDIA. We do the referral by phone, so they ask a couple of questions. We might require some reports out of doctors or psychiatrists or psychologists. And the issues range from, you know, disability, physical disabilities, also mental health disabilities, or a dual of both. So we actually walk the journey of the client on from the minute we've called NDIA to then having the appointment with the NDIS. We usually do the Brotherhood of St. Lawrence. Once they've secured a package, if they want to connecting home to manage their package, we are NDIS registered. Clients can also choose other service providers. So usually if they go with us, they stay with Connecting Home. And then we have the likes of Bree, who does the support coordination, which is managing the packages and also sort of achieving the goals the participant wants. And Bree can go through a little bit of that.
Yeah, well, tell us a little bit about what goes into it, Bree.
We meet with a client and we organise a plan and we sit down and work out what goals they want to achieve and how we can help them.
So that's a client management management plan.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And through that we organise activities for them, such as therapy. We could do like art therapy, music therapy. We can help them get a counsellor.
So that's all paid for by the NDIS, if you get it.
Yes. And, yeah, that's what we do through the support coordination. We support them and we coordinate with their money, so we see how much money they get and what they can use it for.
Yeah, right. Because I wouldn't mind doing Tai Chi or something like that, you know. Maybe acupuncture, because I've got diabetes as well, as well as a mental illness. Tell us what else, Breeze. So we come to see Marilyn, we put together a management plan and then we take it to we've got to go and see the doctor to get approval. We've got to get a medical certificate from the doctor. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Is that only one?
Look, it doesn't always have to be. It depends on the needs of the client. It depends on what their goals are. So that's why when you go through the brotherhood, to the local coordinator to assess the client, they will then, every client, different needs, so they're not all the same.
Yeah.
The only part we kind of see is when the actual package has been approved of a dollar sign on it, which everyone varies, not everyone's the same. That's when Connecting Home and the likes of Bree start working with the client on what they want out of the package.
Oh, sounds good.
Yeah.
And you've brought Victor in today. He's actually one of your clients.
Yes.
And a member of the Stolen Generation.
Yes.
As well. How you going, Victor?
All right, yeah.
Yeah, and so what, has Connecting Home been looking after you?
Yes, they have been.
Yeah, what sort of outings have you been on? What sort of stuff have they done?
Well, they've been driving me around.
Those black fellas get driven around all the time, eh?
Yeah. Oh, you know, we've been going to a few country towns and, you know.
Oh, a few outings, eh?
A few outings and they look after me with food when I'm out with the package and that.
Yeah, great. And do they assist you with all the other appointments? Like to get to the doctors or physio or whatever.
Yeah, they do. They do that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so he's giving you a good rap, you guys at Connecting Home. Look, we're just going to go to a song and we'll be right back, eh? This next song's by Bunna Laurie and Love is the Medicine.
Better life. Do you wanna feel alright? Do you wanna better life? Do you wanna feel alright? I've got your remedy. Love is the only cure. Love is a medicine. Love is a medicine. Love is what you need. Love is a medicine. Love is a medicine. Love ain't no sin. If you think it's all so crazy,
and you're feeling so afraid. If you think it's all so crazy and you're feeling so afraid, you don't have to worry. Together we got it made. Oh, love is a medicine. Love is a medicine. Love is what you need. Love is a medicine. Love is a medicine. Love ain't no sin. Love is a medicine. Love is what you need. Love is a medicine. Love is a medicine. Love ain't no sin. Love is a medicine. Love is a medicine. Love is what you need. Love.
Love is a medicine.
Hello, this is Archie Roach, and you're listening to good music on 855 AM on 3CR.
Billabong Beats would like to thank Connecting Home for their financial support of this program. Connecting Home supports survivors of the Stolen Generations across southeastern Australia. To find out more, check out connectinghome.org.au.
Said to us, come take a hand. Set us up on mission land. Taught us to read, to write and pray. Then they took the children away. Took the children away.
Sorry is not good enough for genocide. So sorry day, to me it means all these bad things that have happened to all us mob, you know, and over the years, and it's still happening today. Yeah, there's been nothing really positive done for it since the first apology, and how long have we got to go on before, you know, we get things really, really happening.
Breaking our mother's heart, tearing our soul apart, took them away.
Yeah, that was the deadly Belgium Choco Edwards there. You will know him more maybe as the jurisdiction man, you know, taking on the state government and the crown, questioning their sovereignty, questioning their the whole justice system, which is built on a lie. You know, I'm lining up to do my no jurisdiction case next. What happened to me was, oh, it's got a quick minute, I'll tell you what happened, is I received a letter from the Greens Party, and they said that we've enrolled you, on your behalf, we've enrolled you on the electoral roll. I said, what? Can't do that to me. You know, and anyway, a couple of months later, I start receiving fines from the Electoral Commission. And look, I have never even give consent for me to go on the electoral roll. So looks like I'll be lining up to do a jurisdiction case to, and it's pretty clear that they have no jurisdiction, otherwise the state government wouldn't be asking for a treaty. But anyway, we're not here to talk about that today. We're here to talk about International Disability Day, and we've got connecting home workers with the NDIS information, and special guest Victor here, Victor Lancaster, is it? Yeah. How's the new office out there at Epping for Connected Home? I understand you've just moved into your new office.
Yeah, it's good. It's, we've got room for growth. We've, plenty of opportunities. Statistics have shown that a lot of community are moving up northern suburbs. It's good to see there's a couple of other Indigenous organisations that have opened up there in Epping and Thomastown. So we felt like, it was our future place to be, given that, when we see the future of Connecting Home, we feel like, we've got so much growth and so much potential happening there, which, at the moment it already is, because we have two programs. We have the support program, which is where I work from, and then we have the NDIS program, which is where Bree and our other colleagues. So future wise I think there will be plenty of opportunities to expand the service. So which is really good. And there's also lots of sort of other services that we can connect with and do some networking. We're still looking after all the clients regardless of where in Melbourne they are. So moving to the northern suburbs has not affected, the way we're working with our clients. So, yes, it's fun times and actually exciting.
Yeah, no, I reckon that Connecting Home is just fantastic, I only rang you up about 5 years ago or something because I saw that your logo was a house. And I was actually homeless at the time, and I thought I'd ring up these guys and have a bit of a go at them, and they actually rolled out the carpet for me. I'm like, what? And then next minute, they helped me out, they helped me get my accommodation, they helped me get into a house, and they helped me get my driver's license, and helped me, with the management plan that you create for the clients. It's like a sort of like, do you tailor make those plans to the clients?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, look. All right then. Look, we're going to go to another song, and then I can think about with my one brain cell what to talk about next. We'll be right through to you.
Oh. I know a girl. My love is so. She is my life, and she never know. She got a boy, won't tell him no. Nobody else, he don't ever show. Got my eye on the world, my eye on the pretty little girl. She turns me
Mm-hmm. got to roam with the rhythm. You got to go with the flow. You've got to roam with the rhythm. You've got to go with the flow. Gotta learn to take it slow.
Say when I get back to Fitzroy, I'm gonna let all you couriers know. I'm gonna let all you girls know. When you sing the blues in Fitzroy, got to learn to take it slow. What I choose, I always tell them I love singing the blues.
Hey. You got to roll with the rhythm. You got to go with the flow. You got to roll.
Edwards there, rolling with the rhythm, and you're on 3CR, and my name's Gavin Moore, and I'll be taking you through up to 12 o'clock. This is our Billabong Beat Disability Special, and we've got guests from Connecting Home in this morning, and they've told us all about how to access the NDIS and what the process is, and you know, and our special guest Victor, one of their clients, has come in and given them the tick of approval. And, yeah, they're all right. Look, thanks for coming in, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And, look, I hope to have you in for the next disability special.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, look, we're going to go to another song now, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
That time of year has come around again, when everybody treats you like a friend. The song of joy is heard throughout the land, yet people just don't seem to understand. I see a man who's beating up his wife, someone else has taken their own life. The policemen are breaking up a fight. Silent night, holy night. An old young man is sleeping in the park. Evil men are lurking in the dark. They're thinking of the evil they can do, like robbery, rape, and murder too.
Young girl is looking for some tricks to find some money for a fix. To me, it's just an old familiar sight. Silent night, holy night. Santa Claus is ripping people off. Is it any wonder why I scoff? There are people who will take rather than give, and people who've forgotten how to live.
We say that it's only for the kids. Drivers drink, although the law forbids. Some of them will kill before daylight. Silent night, holy
to Power from the Margins, 3CR's broadcast for International Day of People with Disability on 3rd of December. From 7am to 7pm, we'll feature BIPOC perspectives, live music, artists and discussions. For details, visit 3cr.org.au/Disability Day 2019.
Summertime. Summertime brings wine. Pass me my Prosecco. Out on the patio. This year's Delicious Radical Radio Wines are generously sponsored by Bress Winery in the Harcourt Valley. specially priced at only $20 a bottle, and even cheaper by the dozen or half dozen. You can order via phone or online and collect it from 3CR during business hours up until noon on Tuesday the 24th of December. Perfect as a gift or to fill a raised glass to toast 3CR. Call the station during business hours on 9419 8377 to order, or go to 3cr.org.au/shop. Bress Wines is a 3CR supporter.
Yeah, wine for the summertime, people. Your 3CR.
It's a summertime affair. Shove it. Ha! Ribbon. Sun and fun in the atmosphere. Oh, yes.
In the summertime, when the weather is high and you can stretch right up and touch the sky, and when the weather is fine and you got women on your mind.
It's a summertime affair in the atmosphere. I'm a lover, a tire and the clothes that she wear. Some of them are bone off them tires, some of them are jaw down gear. Well, some of them are shine up, some are wax up, not a sign of smear. Gotta be rolling in my crystals that the girls them stare. This is Shaggy and Raven as your ultimate beer. Taking care of her career, so tell the world beware, cause it's a brand new selection for your musical ear.
We say we want, we say what we need.
She looked at me and gave me a grin. I'm an offered her a drink and she said juice and gin. And as I whispered in her ear, I asked her, how you doing? Where was it that I reside? And I told her Brooklyn. Atmosphere filled with romance, eyes were sparkling. Just her voice and what she said, I let my poor head spin. Ragamuffin shaggin' now with a musical swing. I used a pretty little woman, sexy as can be, sweet as honey, sing like bumblebee. I used a pretty little woman, sexy as can be, sweet as honey, sing like bumblebee. Pretty little woman, sexy as can be, sweet as honey, sing like bumblebee. It's a summertime appearing at the atmosphere. I'm a lover, a tire and the clothes that she wear. Some of them are bun down them tires, some of them are draw down gear. Well, some of them are shined up, some are wax up, not a sign of smear. Gotta be rolling in my crystals that the girls them stare. This is Shaggy and Raven as the ultimate beer. Taking care of our careers, so tell the world beware, cause it's a brand new selection for your musical era.
In the cemetery, in the cemetery.
Shaggy in the summertime. Now it's time for Toots and the Maytals. Righty on 3CR.
There.
did this, I'm talking battle. I can't forget that less I'm tall. Make you wait, I'm
bum bum there, boys. Toots and the Maytals. Got to have some water.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Archie Roach, and you're listening to good music on 855 AM on 3CR.
Said to us, come take a hand. Set us up on mission land. Told us to read, to write and pray. Then they took the children away. Took the children away.
I really feel that the government is ashamed to let people know what they really did to the Indigenous people of this country, and it's about time they slapped themselves in the face and seen the truth, so at least we can get some pride back in our tribes, because all we hear is tragedy and these stories being told and heartbreak, and some people never get over it, and me, myself, I'll never get over it, but I think the government should do a lot more in supporting, and they should do a lot more so it never happens again. But it is happening. Our children are still being put in institutions. Our people are still being locked up.
The welfare and the policemen said you've got to understand. We'll give to them what you can't give. Teach them how.
Yeah, thanks for being with us today here on Billabong Beats for our 3CR disability special. My name's Gavin, and we've come to the end of the hour. It's, 11:56 now. Coming up next is Music Sans Frontières, so stay tuned for that. But we're going to go out today with a song that's just mad in my mind. I just love it. It's a song by Sonia Dutta, On the Edge of the Night. See you all next week. For 3CR.
Yeah, y'all enjoying yourselves tonight?